Hey, nerds, and welcome back to the Dress Up Disasters podcast. I am one of your hosts, Circuit, joined by...
Allie Cass.
And we are coming at you after a small hiatus with episode 2 of our second season. Before we get into it, I do want to mention that we will be having another Cosplay Horror Stories panel at SoccerCon next month. Woo-hoo! On Friday at 9 p.m. in the Summit Building, room 440, which will not be recorded for podcast consumption this time. So be there for the exclusive SoccerCon only stories, or be square. Now, on with our episode. We're finally talking about our adventures at Emerald City Comic Con, and let me tell you, the difference between this con and our last
Oh my god. It was crazy.
Even just... I'm still not over how horrible Fan Expo was.
I don't think I'll ever be quite over how bad. Like, just... Oh. But ECC, they definitely listen to the suggestions and then follow through with it the next year. Like, they listen and they learn, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and if they can, they even seem to adjust during the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, like as things happen.
Like, I saw that a lot with the implementation of their new system for reservations for the main stage stuff. Because I went to a main stage thing for the Baldur's Gate 3 cast on, what was it, the Thursday or the Friday?
I think it was those two. Yeah, yeah.
And when I tell you it was a minor shit show, it was a minor shit show. There was no signs anywhere for, like, where the...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Allie Cass is just opening a bag of mushroom bananas?
No!
Mushroom bananas! Anyways,
I need a little snack. Need some sugar. I have hypoglycemia after all.
Anyways, there was no signs or anything for where the different lines were, and it was all very kind of amalgamated, so it was hard for anyone to know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
However, by the Sunday, when my mother and I went to the Evil Dead thing, it was a much smoother process.
Yeah. They really learn on the fly about a lot of things. Well, it's like, we went into the tavern. So at the very top floor of the Summit Building, in that huge ballroom there, they set up this massive tavern. It was humongous. It was in the entire ballroom at the top floor. So, like, the entire space of the top floor was this huge ballroom. Or it was this huge tavern. And last year they had a tavern, but it was just, like, a tiny little space.
It was on, like, the third or fourth floor in just one of the side rooms.
Yeah, so it was, like, a tiny space, but it was really fun. They had live music, and then they had, like, one of the, like, a snack bar, basically. And you could also buy some drinks, because there was, like, the 21+. Well, this time they took up the entire top floor. It was fantastic. But on the first day, you got into the 21+ through the main area of the tavern, and then by Friday, something must have happened because they'd put up a partition wall and separated the 21+ from everybody else. So something clearly must have happened, and they immediately responded to that and changed it. It could have been noise, but I also, like, you know, they could have let somebody in that was too young, or something could have happened, but, well,
that,
like...
And I also noticed that the opening for, like, the 21+ stuff was right in view of the stage where Jaquez the Whipper was performing all weekend.
Yeah.
And I could appreciate that there could have been quite, like, a group of people kind of blocking it up a bit, trying to watch from the other room.
Yeah.
But it was...
Yeah, because they had like Jacques the Whipper there performing several times a day on some of the days, and then like once a day. And so they had like a stage. They had like this huge D&D area up there. They had the SCA stuff there. They had a couple little booths. The Ren Fair, yeah. Like, so it was like, it was, the vibes there were fantastic. The lights were dim, and there was carpeted flooring, and on the walls there were all these big curtains, so that way the sound was dimmer. Oh, it was beautiful. It was a sensory paradise.
It was still pretty loud on the Saturday, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
But, like, when there's that many people in the room, there's only so much the sound dampening can do.
Yeah.
So, fair enough. But I remember, like, walking in on the Thursday, and, like, I had no words. That was one of my favorite things of the entire con, was that tavern.
Well, you went up there at least once every day, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely because the carpet was nice and plush, so it was, like, soft on the feet.
Well, especially because all of the actual quiet rooms were all in the Arch building.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were in the Summit building, where most of the programming was happening.
There was, like, one quiet room on the fourth floor, on the back side of the building. It was right next to the 501st. That was the only quiet room that I saw.
I didn't see it there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What else could we say about Emerald City? We did get to have a bit of a chat with someone who works for or whatever with Informa.
Yeah. Who,
if you aren't familiar, is the company that put on Fan Expo.
Yeah, he works for, like, the U.S. side of things, but we were able to, like, air our grievances.
And when I tell you, a man was shocked.
No, he was appalled. He was like, what do you mean? And we're like, yeah, this is all the things. And then, like, you know, he was, you know, trying to be, you know, like, devil's advocate kind of. Well, maybe they couldn't do this, or maybe they couldn't do that.
Maybe the space didn't allow that. Yeah. And we're like, no,
because AR does it.
Yeah, because there's another con in that building that does the exact things that we're asking for.
Yeah, and he was just like, oh, well, maybe we'll send somebody up there. And I was like, please. I'm shaking the bars.
Not that I think anything's probably going to come of it.
No, but
more soul of hope I can hold on to for Fan Expo to be a better convention.
Please. We want you to succeed, but oh my god. Well,
especially with the new cosplay, Canada Nationals cosplay competition just being announced.
Yeah.
And there is no convention on the West Coast that they can bring it to right now.
Yep.
So I'm hoping either Fan Expo or AR gets the sticks out of their asses and pulls themselves together enough to get it out here.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a national if you're only on the East Coast.
Yeah, because then it's like, you know, that defeats snubbing.
The purpose of a national.
Yeah, they need to have at least one in every major province.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I know they want to keep it to kind of like the main cities, which really Vancouver for the West Coast, that would be it.
Yeah.
Because I know they've looked a bit at doing it at Northern FanCon, which is a bit far for a lot of West Coast people. And they were also kind of looking, I think, at Kelowna, but Kelowna is just far too small.
Same with like TsukinoCon. TsukinoCon's also not quite big enough for that yet.
Well, they're still in the university, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that like where they even started like 20 years ago?
Yeah. I want to go there someday. It looks like such a blast.
I want to go there so bad.
Someday. Maybe it's Fan Expo. We'll go to TsukinoCon since they're like a weekend apart.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But ECC, one of the other things that I thought was really fun, so I want to talk about this because like I loved it. I went into the 501st and did their little rounds, and it was really neat because when you walked in, you were sent over to this section where there was somebody who handed you a passport and then stamped your passport, and you went and like visited each of the planets throughout the systems. There was six.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
It was really fun. But then you got to keep like this little passport with all the stamps from all the planets, and they had like little sets.
It reminds me a lot of like the stamp rallies that the train stations in Japan do.
Yeah, it was so fun. I loved it so much. I didn't get a stamp for Coruscant because they were out of ink for their stamp. So my passport will be incomplete.
Forever.
But that's okay. Forever. but that's okay.
You're not going to be able to do it again, and you could be like, hey, please.
Like, literally.
Please, give me a stamp. I don't care if it'll match the set last year. I just want it filled.
Yeah. But no, that was so fun. I love that, like, ECC this year had a lot of, like, those interactive, like, the tavern and the, like, the 501st had this, like, really interactive thing.
They had the two taverns.
Yeah, they had the two taverns. And then, like, within the tavern, they had, like, the, you know, there was a hair braiding station, and there was, like, all of the Ren Faire stuff, so that was really interactive, and then they had the SCA, which was really, really interactive, and then they had, like, a gaming area where they had, like, a whole bunch of,
a whole section for TTRPGs.
Yeah, like, a whole section for that. There was, like, one hallway that was all dedicated to a bunch of different tabletop gaming and things like that. It was so cool.
Also a lot of random sets put up everywhere for cosplayers to take photos.
Yeah, there was like a classroom set up. There was like this beautiful, like there were so many really cool things. Like I always have good things to say about ECC.
Emerald City is what happens when a convention cares about cosplayers.
Yes, yes. I also really loved how they utilized the two buildings. So for anybody that has never been to a convention in Seattle, there is the Summit Building and the Arch Building. The Arch Building is the old convention center. That one, used to be the sole convention center, and it would host, like,
all of everything. I get lost in it all the time.
It is a maze. It's a bit of a maze. Because it's technically over two buildings, and then there's a sky bridge that connects the two buildings, and it can get really confusing to go in and around there, because there's a lot of, like, side hallways, and escalators over here, and escalators over there.
And you'll, like, you'll go into one, not realize you went... You
the wrong way.
Building, yeah. And then you'll realize that you... Or not realize that you went into the other building across the street, even though you're still in the Arch Building. So then when you exit, you're completely turned around if you're not familiar with Seattle.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, the hotel's this way. And everyone's like, no, you're a fucking idiot. It's this way.
Yeah, because I've been attending conventions in Seattle since 2021. And so the Summit Building was built and finished, and we had the first convention in it in 2023. Yeah, that first ECC in 2023 was the first time. So before then, everything was in the Arch Building. And so when the Summit Building was built, it's just like a block away. It's about a, like, 7 to 10 minute walk, depending on your ability and how many people there are around you.
When I actually timed it last Emerald City. And to get from the very top floor of the Summit Building to the very top floor of the Arch, it took me a little over 10 minutes.
Yeah, so, like, not too bad to get to between the two buildings. And so that first year with ECC, the Summit Building was kind of a dead zone. There was not a lot going on. And then in 2024, they, like, you could see that they were working with both of the spaces. They were trying to figure things out, put things where they needed to be. And it was better. This year, they were thriving. They have the system down really well.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I really actually like is all of the autographs, all of the signing, all of registration.
Everything
like that. Yeah, everything to do with celebrities is in one building. Separate from your artist alley, from your vendors hall, from most of or all of the panels. So you're able to keep that separation, and so those crowds that are going there for very different things aren't getting mixed up into each other. Because I know a lot of people that'll go there and they'll go for a bunch of the autograph signings. And so that keeps the crowds away from the people that are simply going there to go to, you know, shop or things like that. And it helps with crowd control in a way that I love.
Yeah, especially because they split up the floors in the Summit to the different things that are being sold, because Emerald City is in part like a standard kind of pop culture convention, and also is like a little book convention too, which I think is really cool.
They had so many authors. It was really neat.
Yeah. So like the basement is all the actual vendors. Mm-hmm. Like you'd see at any like vendors hall in any convention.
Yeah.
And then the
like some artists and stuff like that, but a lot of regular vendors.
Yeah, and then the second floor was all like the indie authors, publishing houses, and an artist alley, which I think was so it split up the crowd so nicely, because it gets so sweltering down in the basement that it's nice to be able to still look at vendors of things you enjoy in the other floor that's way more air conditioned.
Also, just the whoever designed that Summit Building.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
I want to give you a big old smooch.
A big old smooch, because, oh my god. So there is a shaft that runs... We are, in fact, 12. There is no way that I can describe what this is. Is it not going to sound dirty now that I'm going... Because I was going to say a big hole. There is...
It's like an indoor balcony kind of deal.
Yeah, that runs from the top of the building all the way down to the bottom. There's this huge, like, 50 by 50 foot just hole that...
Anyway, you're getting the point.
And it, like, moves the airflow so nicely.
All the way down to the basement.
All the way down to the basement, all the way back up. And so it keeps, like, the vendor's hall and the artist alley from getting too warm or too stagnant, because what ends up happening so many times in, like, the artist alley and the vendors hall that end up being in the basements, they get really
stuffy,
moist.
And muggy. They get very muggy.
Yeah. Like, you can feel the air around you.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you listening have ever been to the Phoenix Convention Center, and have, like, gone to a con there, I love that convention center. It's laid out very nicely. However, that basement, it gets so stuffy and so hot. And it could really, like, benefit. Like, there is a bit of that in one side of the building, but it doesn't go, like, all the way down into where the actual vendors are.
Yeah, and you get that mugginess a lot, too, in not one, but both of the convention centers in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because I remember it getting really, really bad in the old convention center when Van Expo was in there, too.
Yeah. Especially, like, when the con happens during the summer. Because I know at AR, the air is heavy in there. I would not want to be a vendor.
Yeah, but at least they kind of limit, like, how many people can be in there at a time. Unlike Fan Expo!
You know? Yeah. But no, I feel like ECC does a really good job at, like, the way that where they put things.
They put a lot of thought into where they put everything.
Yeah, so that way the crowds are going exactly where you need them to. And then also they utilize the spaces very well.
And the aisles are nice and large.
Oh, too. There was so much space between the aisles. Yeah. It was great.
Artist Alley felt like it got a little cramped, but Artist Alley always does, because that's always typically the biggest draw.
Yeah.
Because all the vendors' stuff, you can typically get fucking anywhere.
Yeah, you can get it online really easily.
It's
yeah.
really hard to get elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the indie publishers, they had so much space. It was so nice. Like, you could actually linger, kind of talk to the authors about what their books were about and stuff.
It was really great.
Yeah. Well, I spent a lot of time at Emerald City there for the books this year. Because there was a couple authors that I enjoyed there. And, like, getting books signed was, like, a breeze. All this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was also my boyfriend's first time cosplaying to a convention. So he
popped his cosplay cherry.
He popped his cosplay cherry! Very occasionally, like once every couple years, will wear a costume with me. So last Halloween was the first time he'd cosplayed with me since 2020.
And even 20? Then it was mostly normal clothes.
Yeah. But this time he actually like wore the whole cosplay, styled his hair, bought a sword at the con for it. So we did Obanai and Mitsuri from Dragon Slayer. Oh my God. Demon Slayer. I'm a fake fan, everybody. And so it was really interesting getting his perspective of, like, because it has been a very long time since it was my first time in public in a strange costume, because before cosplay, I did historical reenacting, I would make historically based costumes, and I would wear them out. Like, I went to Walmart one time when I was, like, 16, in an entire Elizabethan dress I made. So,
as you do.
As one does. I would dress in, you know, Regency attire frequently. I am no stranger to wearing a costume in public. It has been a very long time.
It's just a little outfit.
Exactly. So it's been since I was like 14, 15 that I have, you know, had my first experience wearing a strange, silly little costume out in public. So I had completely forgotten that kind of interesting feeling. And also, like, when you're at a con, one thing that you get very used to is the background, like, stares you get, and you are part of the attraction by just simply being in a costume. You...
Unfortunately.
Yeah. You gain... Like, people look. People stare. People will scan you up and down. They'll look at, like, different parts of your costume. And so for me, that is something that I don't even really think about. When I'm in cosplay and walking around at a con, I really don't think about it too much. But for him, this was his first time ever cosplaying in public. And he remarked to me often about how he was like, people are looking at me, people are watching me, I'm not...
How dare people perceive me?
He was shocked about how, like, he was no longer invisible. Because when you're in a costume, you are, like, you're not invisible, you are very, like, out there and in the open, and it was kind of interesting, like, getting that perspective from him, because it's been, like, almost 2 decades since I've felt that way. Mm-hmm.
So. Although, I think the most interesting thing of the whole weekend was the very first booth we step up to in the vendors hall being, like, a scam for, like, a hotel.
That was crazy. That was so funny.
I love being able to use, I'm a Canadian, I can't participate, and this is an excuse.
I use that so much. Because I go to a lot of US cons, and every time somebody's like, oh, can you sign this petition? Oh, can you do this? Oh, we really need you to, like, give money to this or care about this. And I'm like, ah, sorry. Canadian. Can't do anything. Bye.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm sad that I can't help.
Yeah, like the ACLU... AL, yeah, because the pro trans rights one, I was sad about that, but I made sure everybody knew. I was like, agree, I'm rooting for, like, you.
We can't talk to our governors because we don't have any, but I support you talking to your governors.
Yep. And so it's always funny, although it was funny a couple years ago. I was at a con and there was some Christians trying to get me to sign a petition for some really horrific sounding bill, and I was like, sorry, I'm Canadian. And they were like, because they were really trying to get me to sign it, and I was like, no, I really don't want to. And they're like, really trying. And then finally I pulled out that, no, I'm Canadian, I literally can't. And that finally got them to shut up.
Surprised you didn't do that immediately first.
Well, this was also years ago when I was less confident than I am now. So this was like 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. I am way more vocal at cons. Like, it's only been in the last...
And you're even vocal to strangers when you think that they're me standing outside the 7-Eleven.
So Wednesday night of ECC, we walked down to the, oh my god, what's it called? The 7-Eleven, because I wanted a beverage. We all wanted beverages.
You gotta get your day zero snacks for the weekend.
You really do. So we went for snacks, some beverages, and I was the last one in line, and so it's a small store, so both Circuit and her mom went outside and stood outside, and then, so when I finished, I walk outside. I, out of the corner of my eye, see someone taller than me, and my brain goes, oh, this is definitely Circuit, because Circuit is vastly taller than me. And I start talking about this $1 bill, because the $1 bill that the person gave me, A, we don't have $1 bills in Canada, we have coins, and B, instead of being the standard, like, weird, off green, like,
yeah,
it was tinted yellow, and I was like, whoa, look at this $1 bill. I look up into the eyes of a very amused / confused large black man, and I was like, sorry. And he just kept staring at me, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go now. I felt so bad, because this man is just looking at me like, I don't remember, who are you?
It's a very interesting 7-Eleven, that one.
Oh, that 7-Eleven, every single time I went in there, something strange was happening.
Well, especially because immediately after this, there was a homeless person or something on the street, and he was asking for, like, spare change and stuff like that, and, you know, I always, whenever I go down to cons, I always put just all the money I'm bringing down to my credit card,
because,
like, the convention center doesn't do cash or anything like that. So we're like, sorry, like, we don't got anything for you, and they ask Cass about it, and Cass, stunned first from realizing that I was in fact not a burly black man, just hands them the $1 bill that they just received, which led to more confusion between, I think, the three of them.
Because I start walking away, and this guy's like, wait, this is only $1, and I'm still so confused and dazed that I just keep walking, because I wasn't sure if he was just angry in general that he only got $1, or angry at me that I only gave him $1. And I was like, bro, I don't know what you want from me. I just gave you the money that was in my hand.
But hey, you know, it was still a better experience than when we went to Denny's in Portland.
Yeah.
That's gonna live rent-free in my brain.
Oh yeah, that one is definitely, that's one for the books. That's one for the ages.
Yeah. I do want to try going back to that Denny's to actually have a meal at that Denny's.
Yeah, yeah. Because I enjoy a good Denny's run.
Well, we can't strike twice, right?
You know. We'll just have to make sure that we send out a little prayer to Dionysus before we enter Denny's.
Please, let us have our chicken strips. Our overly salted chicken strips.
I just wanted, they didn't even give me my bacon strips. I like paid extra for bacon. I just wanted it.
I think that's what out of there at that point, 2 hours later.
Man. There's always at least one strange happening at a con. Like, it's not a con unless something strange happened. Like, on Friday, we got the call that they're putting the place up that we live at for sale. So that was a great, mid-start to our con.
Mm-hmm. That is just only one of the reasons why we haven't
been on it. And then on the Thursday, I chipped a tooth eating a Kit Kat bar.
I'm pretty sure it was the same day as when we got the call, I think.
Oh, maybe it was. Actually, that's something I'd have to consult my own con vlogs. I can't remember if it was Thursday or Friday. I just know Phil was there and it was early in the week because
he... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Friday because it was the day we split off.
Yeah.
And because I was watching your story, because it was chipped tooth, then looks like we gotta move, and I'm like, oh,
yeah! Okay, yeah, it was just, I was like, wow, this is quite the day. I also, TMI, got my period that day, so I was in so much pain that, like, I took Advil, and I was still in pain.
Yeah, it was a weekend, that's for sure.
Oh my god. Like, I had a lot of fun, but Sunday, I was not there.
I was also going into Emerald City with slight burnout.
Yeah.
So it's... I had fun regardless. Yeah. That's one of the things I like about Emerald City. It's kind of hard not to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't really do a whole lot, because the vibes are just really great.
Yeah, the vibes at ECC are, like, really nice. Mm-hmm. The vibes are always pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently from somebody else that I follow, like, maybe we just didn't talk to the wrong people, but there was a lot of, like, elitist photographers that didn't want to shoot with somebody, because, she had put on weight since the last time they'd shot together, and they, like, wouldn't have anything to do with her, and I was like, oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, I also just don't really talk to photographers at cons.
Me neither. I have, like, a couple photographer friends, and so I'll talk to my photographer friends. But I don't just usually randomly strike up conversations with photographers unless my friends know them.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, like, I've had photographers approach me, but I don't typically approach photographers. Mm-hmm. I always just assume they're busy at cons.
Yeah, really. I usually think that they've already all got booked out and stuff, so I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna...
And I always prefer the look of photos I get outside of cons versus at conventions.
Yes.
So I just don't worry too much about it.
Yeah. Unless there's, like... Because, like, the nice thing actually about ECC is that, like, huge green land, like, the park area. And so that's, like, any...
Yeah, that they pretty much had cornered off for some reason.
But, like, that's what was kind of...
Give us back freedom, the fucking park outside the Arch Building.
I mean, I know how to get there from street level.
Yeah, it's just a mess of pain in the ass.
It kind of is. but that area is really nice to shoot at. There's a lot of opportunities there for stuff.
Like, I can appreciate why they weren't letting people... in that way.
Yeah.
But there should be no reason why you can't let people out that way.
Yeah.
Because I know that made... Because there was a Critical Role cosplay meetup in that park on the Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
And people were having a really hard time finding it because they just weren't letting them out the door.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't really know how to get to...
Yeah, because if you go from street level to the park and you're trying to get back around to where it connects up to the Summit Building, you have to go all the way up by the highway, all the way around the park to the other side. And that's like a 5-6 minute walk. And there's an area there that's slightly sketch where there's usually somebody smoking some crack.
Yeah, and downtown Seattle's also just a maze, as is.
Oh, yeah.
Especially... I know Vancouver, BC, like, the back of my hand. And there's a lot visually that's very similar about Seattle to Vancouver. So whenever I'm in Seattle, I feel like I should know where I'm going. I have no idea where the fuck I am at any given moment. It is so easy for me to get turned around downtown Seattle. It's not even funny.
It's funny because for the years I've been going to conventions there, there's parts of it that I know quite well. But then there's some of it where I'll get turned around and I'm like, I have no idea where the fuck I am.
Yeah, I can, I know the way from the 7-Eleven to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel we usually stay at to the 7th building. Any farther than that, 50-50 if I'll get there on my own.
I can go all the way around the park and then go through the park to there's this other, like, cool area. There's a lot of, like, cool areas to shoot in there. Like, there's this one, like, rock formation that's really cool, but you kind of have to go sneak in there, take some photos, and run, because there is a guard that, like, kind of shoos people away, because you're not technically, you can be there, but you can't just, like, loiter.
Also, yeah. Dare I say, rest in peace, Cheesecake Factory.
No! I'm so sad about that! It's closing!
After SoccerCon in May, yeah. It's shutting down. So our last chance for Cheesecake is gonna be at SoccerCon.
That's, like, an installation there. Because, like, during the pandemic, for, like, 2021 and 2022, they were, like, the only place that was open. And so if you wanted something, it was the Cheesecake Factory.
Well, as is, it's one of the only places that's open that doesn't cost a fucking arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm. Well, GameWorks was...
GameWorks, too.
GameWorks was nice.
GameWorks is all right. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly empty.
Yeah, like, there wasn't a lot of people there. The vibes were pretty chill.
And it was, like, $15 a plate.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that expensive. We got out of there paying $20 for food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really close to the convention center. And, like, yeah, it wasn't super busy, which is a little surprising, but at the same time not super surprising. Also, there's the New York Deli. If you like sandwiches, go there. Because it's not super busy. There is no seating, really. There's, like, 6 chairs. But the sandwiches, beautiful, delicious, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna miss Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, at least now I know, going into Seattle cons, how to spot the few super fancy restaurants before I get seated. unlike my first time at SoccerCon. Which I feel like that needs to be...
its own story time?
I feel like that needs to be a story I tell at SoccerCon.
Yeah, I fear you should.
So if you want more details as to what the fuck that means, if you're going to be at SoccerCon, hit up the panel I mentioned in the earlier in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know...
Yep.
Know what I mean.
But other things that were really cool, you got to see Adam Savage again.
Yep.
And you didn't cry this time?
I did not cry. I'm very proud of myself.
I also have footage of that if you want it for your vlog.
I saw
it
on your vlog.
Oh, you watched my vlog?
I did. Wow. I did watch your vlog. Wow. Of course I did. and we met Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, we met Nathan Fillion.
Twice, technically.
Exactly. Yeah, technically twice.
My mom was having an anime moment with her glasses.
Yeah, because we get in there, we stand, we take the photo, and then we walk back around as we're leaving. And the lady's like, no, 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 you need to go around again. We need to go around again. We need to redo the photo. And we were like, okay. And I felt so kind of awkward. Because he kept being like, oh, is the photo super? And I remember not saying a singular thing.
Oh, my God.
And I felt so awkward afterwards. I was like, this man was trying to have a conversation with me, and
He was trying to make a joke, and there was nothing there.
There was nothing. It was so unfortunate. Like, afterwards, I remember thinking about it a couple days later, and I was like, I need to apologize to this man. He was trying to be funny. He was trying to be cool. And I was so... just, I was so zonked. Yeah.
And then in comes, you know, this Supergirl cosplayer who leaves a chasm of space.
I left room for Jesus.
And doesn't get the joke.
Yeah.
Just staring blankly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm having to be remembered for the wrong reasons. And, like, the poor guy...
But at least you'll be remembered.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Like, the poor guy was sitting on a stool instead of standing, and he looked like his, like... Because he also slightly wasn't wearing his shoes, so I have to wonder if he was, like, in pain or something. Like, had just been standing too much that weekend. And I'm like, and then we come in, and I'm super awkward the whole time.
You were also just not there.
Oh, I was not there.
On Sunday.
By Sunday, I was so tired and so out of it. Yeah, I was not a person by Sunday, because it had, between Fan Expo and ECC, somebody that I was close to, trigger warning for death, I suppose, passed away, and so I was dealing with a lot, and then after we got back from ECC, someone else died, and so it's been quite, it's been a ride.
I've said before, you know, there are many reasons why we've been off air for almost the entirety of March.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's March. March, canonically for me, every single year, manages to just stab me a couple times.
And,
it's like, hey.
And we'll take that into consideration come our next winter break.
Yeah, you might just get... Yeah, March.
We're like, season two, you guys, yay!
Well, like, Friday of ECC was also, like, Phil and I's anniversary, so we had been dating now for 9 years, and then Saturday was his birthday, in the middle of all of this other stuff that's going on, and so, like, the weekend was very memorable, but at the same time, I only remember half of it, because I was so tired.
Oh, yeah.
I did get to meet one of my friends that I have known online since, like, 2019, mm-hmm. and we finally got to meet in person, and I got to meet her girlfriend, and she's moving up here, well, to Seattle in October, so I get to see her more often, so that's really cool.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I, be careful with your earplugs when you're sleeping, guys, because, Ellie Cass's boyfriend snores like a log.
Yep.
And so, can you please put the cat down?
I wanted to meow.
And so, for the two or so nights, he was staying with us in the hotel because he went back on the Saturday morning.
Yeah. He had to play a soccer game because he's a part of a men's league.
Dweeb.
Yeah.
I had these foam earplugs in my ear so I could get any sense of sleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it out. Oh. It was too deep in my ear.
Oh.
So it's like 2:30 in the morning. And everyone else is passed the fuck out, and I'm in the dark trying to navigate to where my mom's stuff was to get her tweezers out so I could pull it out of my ear. Because it was building up pressure in my head.
Oh, God.
And giving me a massive headache.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this, by the way.
So be careful with your earplugs, you guys. That's why I don't like the foam ones. I forgot the ones that I had for, because I have nice silicon ones that I have for work, that are attached via string, and I meant to bring those, but I totally forgot about them when I was packing.
There we go.
This episode is going off the rails.
I'm sorry, the cat came in.
The cat came.
Dawn, do you have anything to say?
I don't know if we're calling this. I don't know if we can say that the cat came in. She seems pretty perturbed by all this.
Dawn, say something. Come on.
You know, she's a very solitary cat. Oh my god. If you drop her.
I'm putting her down. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, my ear ached a little bit when I woke up in the morning, but. It was fine.
Oh, another funny thing that happened at ECC. So, on Saturday, I was cosplaying Jester from Critical Role. And halfway through the day, well, yeah, by the evening, I was kind of done with being in her costume. But to take off body paint like that, it's a lot easier to just do it in the shower. And I didn't have the energy to also take a shower.
It's during a con, and if you take a shower to take your makeup off, you're not leaving the hotel room after that.
Exactly. And I still wanted to see friends and go and, like, peruse the vendor's hall and things like that.
It's also just easier to do that in, like, non-cosplay.
Yeah. So I kept the makeup and my wig and the horns and everything on, but then just wore, like, casual clothes, which actually, like, worked very well for her, what I happened to have. And so, like, this is kind of, like, a pro tip. Bring an extra change of, like, cute or whatever styled clothing, just in case you want to change out of your very complicated costumes, but not the character. And then you can still be in quote-unquote cosplay, mm-hmm. but you're not, like, in an extreme cosplay. So anyways, I'm walking around the artist alley, blue in the face, and just in regular clothes, and I pass this guy, and he looks at me really funky. We make eye contact, and then he turns to the person next to him and was like, "Is that Blueface?" And I walked away, and to this day, I'm not sure if he was joking, being serious, or what. Maybe I'm just too autistic.
I think he was joking.
But also, like, the tone of his voice didn't sound like he was, like, it sounded genuinely a little confused.
Straight man comedy?
Straight man comedy. But, yeah.
I do love me some good straight man comedy.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I did laugh, but then I have continued being just a little bit confused about the whole thing. But that was fun. So, yeah, I love how this... us talking about ECC has not been linear at all. It's just been, oh, this thing happened, and this thing happened.
It's been, what, almost the, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
2-3 weeks by now?
But also, when it comes to me remembering ECC, I remember it in flashes of, oh, that thing happened.
Well, that and nothing, like, seriously shitty happened.
Yeah.
Like, from the con. So we're not, we don't have, like, anything super, like, in any one way to, like, grip onto and be mm-hmm. like, let me talk about this for an hour about how shitty this was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to mention, though, one of my favorite parts about Emerald City
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been a part of really any other con I've been to is the fact that you can live stream the cosplay competition
oh!
from the hotel room.
Yes. That was fantastic. That was beautiful.
I loved it. I've never... unless I have, like, a friend in the competition, or I'm in the competition, mm-hmm. that's how I'm going to be enjoying that that
because we were, you're able to see the, like, the details of everything mm-hmm. so much better. Because, like, they're able to get those close-up shots. And, like, it's even closer than you're going to be able to see on, like, the big screens when you're sitting in the room.
Yeah, because, like, watching, because it's the same shots as they'd be showing on the projector.
Yeah.
But because it's on a screen... and not a projector, the image is more crisp.
Yeah.
Even when the stream kind of dips in quality, it's yeah. still easier to see, like, what is on mm-hmm. the screen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, talk about the competition, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, the quality. Every single person that walked on stage, I was gagged. Absolutely gagged. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked incredible.
And the first place winner, oh, my goodness. I have to look it up now because I want to...
This costume, the first place winner, when I saw the costume first come on and was hearing all of the detail and everything that had gone into their costume, I was like,
Prince
if this
of Snark
one...
cosplay.
Yeah.
Prince of Snark cosplay.
When I was hearing all the detail that went into that costume, mm-hmm. I the was hand, like, the, what do you mean?
The hand-crocheted lace.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Also, the fucking, he made a trim or a belt or something for the costume on an inkle loom. He was mm-hmm. card weaving it. Now, I've dabbled in using an inkle loom to make different trims and stuff. Card weaving in its own is difficult, to say the least. But the fact that the man card wove Elvish into his, like, trim?
Belt. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like... every single detail about that costume
hand-ventilated wig.
Yeah, it was incredible. When I saw it, I was like, if this doesn't place or win the big prize, I will be shocked and, like, aghast because it was so beautiful. And then every single person that won, I was like, oh, yes, definitely. 10 out of 10. Like, everybody just looked so good.
Mm-hmm.
There was one build that was so large, it was the third place winner, that he couldn't even get on the stage because he was, like, it was this crazy mech build. Oh, what was
BioShock.
It?
BioShock.
Yeah.
The Big Daddy or something like that?
Yeah.
It was insane. But yeah, that was Prince of Snark cosplay. I wanted to give him a shout out because it was fantastic.
It's beautiful.
He also posted his build book for how he made it, too, on his Instagram.
Nice.
Which, looking through it,
yeah. I love when people post their build books. I didn't post my build book.
I posted mine.
But mine wasn't very pretty. I also haven't actually done, like, quite a whole, like, post of the cosplay yet. I kind of did.
You should probably get on that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I posted the cosplay, but, I didn't like the build book that I made.
You can at least put on your stories.
Yeah, I guess I could. I guess I could. I could do that. It was just very basic looking, and I stress made my build book 2 days before the,
Maybe it's more sharing the info than making it look all pretty for post when I share it online.
Yeah.
Right. Especially because of, it was only, from what I've noticed, the past couple of years, people start posting their build books online.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just how easy it makes it for other people to learn how to do the thing.
Yeah.
I love looking at other people's build books. I love it so much.
I do really love looking at people's build books.
Anytime a big competition happens, I go online and I look at their build books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, there was just a competition this weekend. I don't remember what the con was for, but one of my mutuals placed in it, and then somebody else that I'm following got best in show.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Hello. And so I was like, you know, stalking everybody's builds and being like, what did you make? Let me look. Let me tell you how awesome you are.
Yeah, I love looking at how cool everyone is and telling them how cool they are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite things is just, like, hyping up, like, other cosplayers and just being like, you look amazing!
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
It was also really funny because there's one specific Lucifer and Loot cosplayer that we kept running into, that my mom and I kept running into throughout the weekend, which is actually the same Loot you were talking about, the back entryway with the wings.
Oh, neat!
Because they were in the Evil Dead thing. No, it was the Baldur's Gate thing.
Yeah.
With us. They were, like, right next to us. And my mom was, like, overheating. And the Lucifer was like, do you want a fan?
Aww.
And gave my mom her, like, gave my mom his neck fan.
Aww.
And she was like, you saved my life, sir.
Aww. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I think we ran into them, like, 3 times in the whole weekend. Which, in a neat con the size of Emerald City is unheard of.
See, like, that's the little things about the community that I love. And, like, if you can do those little things for people within the community, do it. Like, it costs you nothing to be kind, but, like, gains everybody so much. If we were all just a little kinder, a little nicer to everybody, it would just be so much better.
Yeah, don't be like me and scare children.
It could be worse. On the Friday, I was cosplaying as Mitsuri, right? And for those of you that may not know what Mitsuri is wearing, she's wearing a tiny little mini skirt with thigh-high socks and a tight shirt that's got an egregious boob window. Okay? And we get into the elevator going up to our room, and a family comes in with us. And so it's like mom, dad, older daughter, and about a son between the ages of 5 to 7. And I was, like, talking to the dad for a little bit and the mom, because one of the elevators hadn't been working, and so that's why we all ended up in this other elevator together. And after the conversation kind of dies out, just before we're exiting the elevator, I look down and make awkward eye contact with their, like, their 5 to 7-year-old son. And you know, like, that fuckboy lip bite? This boy raises his eyebrows and does that lip bite at me. And I have never felt more horrified in my life. We exit the elevator, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, did that 6-year-old just try to riz me?
You know, and then on the other end of the spectrum, here I am standing outside one of the doors to the Artist Alley small press kind of area, and we're waiting for my mother to get back with her coffee, because there's a coffee stand somewhere in the hallway, and I see, if you've ever been in the Summit building, it's the big doors, and then on the one side of the doors, there's, like, a big floor-to-ceiling window, almost. And there's this young family on the other side of the glass from where Ali, Cass, and I are standing. And we are... I'm Yasha from Critical Role, and they are Jester. And I we're waiting there, and this child looks up at me and, like, I don't know, waves something, puts her hands up on the glass, whatever. I can't remember exactly what she did.
She put her hands up on the glass. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so me, trying to, you know, entertain this child, I march up to the window, and I put both of my hands on the glass as this child backs away, very frightened seeming, and, like, starts, like turns to her mom and, like, falls into her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I have made a grave error.
Yep. It was funny because after you left to go find your mom and I was kind of, like, holding the fort, the family was still there and I look back at the girl and she smiled at me. So she was clearly just terrified of you.
No.
To be fair, your Yasha is very cool looking and you're very tall and very badass looking. And Jester's the least intimidating looking cosplay I think I have.
I'm sorry, 5-year-old child.
It was a little funny. I forgot to tell you about that. I meant to and then completely forgot until this moment.
I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to play patty cake through the window.
Things that happen at cons, man. I love conventions. I love the culture around it.
I also frequently forget that Emerald City is an all ages event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really, there's nothing to tell me that it isn't.
Yep.
Right? It just...
I think it's because you're used to, like, a lot of, like, anime cons, where it's a
even
less...
Even still, those are typically all ages.
Yeah.
Which is... nerdy.
But ECC is, like, a very family-friendly place. Not in the same way that Fan Expo is.
Well, that's because Emerald City is actually a safe place to be.
Yeah, I would actually bring my children to ECC.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I would feel safe bringing my kids there.
Well, not only because of how many, like, information desks are there that, like, your kids could be like, I lost my mommy.
Yeah.
But it's just a more open area, so it's easier to, like...
The crowd control is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked it up, and ECC has about 95,000 people that attend it annually. And in the most crowded areas in the con, it was less crowded than Fan Expo that had 35,000. And that should not be how it is. So, yeah. Dead air.
Yeah. Gotta love all the dead air. Someone was asking me about soccer con plans, so I was just quickly answering them.
And I was, like, taking a drink at the same time, and I was like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm.
We can't go both dead.
Yep. I was like, no, not the dead air. I also finished what I was talking about and had nothing else to fill in.
How dare you not have something to fill in?
I, as a chronic yapper, actually, I take offense to me not having something to say.
Anyways, do you have anything else to say about our experience at Emerald City?
Other than it was fantastic, I was so dead tired by the end of it. No, I think, you know, it was a good time. It was... night and day comparison to Fan Expo. Like, whereas Fan Expo, I love getting to see friends and things like that, and that's what made the con at all bearable for me. ECC was a well-run convention. I got to meet new people, see friends, got to go to a whole bunch of really interesting events and things like that, and I had a really good time overall, instead of it just being, well, my friends saved it for me. So,
yeah.
Overall, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I recommend you going to ECC.
Heck yeah. Even, because, like, it isn't even that much more expensive than Fan Expo is, really, when you look at it.
Not really, especially if you get it a little earlier.
Like, considering how much you get at one versus the other.
Yeah. You're getting so much more.
I will forever have beef with how expensive Fan Expo Vancouver is.
Especially for what they're offering you.
Especially compared to AR.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because AR is so much cheaper and offers you so much more.
And more space.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, enough about Fan Expo Vancouver. Yep. I'd say that this is the end of the episode. So, as usual, if you have any episode ideas, guest suggestions, questions, concerns, queries, email us at dressupdisasters@gmail.com or DM us over on Instagram at Circass Productions. All links are all included as per usual. And yeah, we will see y'all.
Thanks for hanging out.
Episode 3. Woo!